It is time to say a very good morning to Peter Allam, our legal eagle. Peter, very good morning and welcome.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to all the listeners out there. At least we've got some sunshine instead of rain for a change again.
Wow.
Not that we don't need the rain. We always need the rain. Mm. But nice to see sunny's out, and hopefully going to make us a little bit warmer today because it's so cold. Yeah,
Indeed.
Yeah. Wayne, a very good topic that you've chosen today, I suppose very close to your heart as well, but there will be some good news with it as well as we go along, and it's going to be a very interesting chat. I'm going to let you tell the people what has happened,
okay,
as per your explanation that you gave me, and then we'll go through point by point.
Right. Yeah. So basically the way the story ran is that a ladder fell off a vehicle on the N2, and it was picked up very, very shortly after it fell off by an individual. And it's a story that I can relate to. And when I realized that the ladder had actually fallen, and unfortunately I didn't hear it or actually realized at the time, so it was a good couple of minutes later that I realized it was missing. I went back, had a look, couldn't find it in the area that I thought it might have fallen off, and I called my fiance and asked her to try and get prices on ladders to replace it, as I needed it for work and projects that I was involved with. And just by hook or by crook, she decided to have a look on Facebook Marketplace. And I think Facebook Marketplace in itself would be an area for another whole legal eagle topic, but that's beside the point right now. But she just happened to look on Facebook Marketplace, and coincidentally, within an hour and a half of this ladder disappearing, there was a ladder that looked very, very similar that was being advertised on Facebook Marketplace in the area. Which obviously now you can start joining the dots. She contacted the advertiser. The ladder was still available and was at a business premises in the area, and arrangements were made
right
via messenger to go and have a look at it later on.
Let's stop there for a sec. Let's start by saying that you mentioned that you're positive that it was your ad, but not seem to be 100% certain. Identity is there. It's clear that it seems to be your ladder, and I think subsequently you've actually come to terms and said that it is your ladder. So the first thing is that I know I'm getting a little bit ahead that you've then bought it from the Facebook Marketplace group, but the good news for you is that we are going to be able to recover those monies for you.
Okay.
The position is such that there's no such thing as finders keepers in our law. If people abandon stuff and there's nobody, you know, that comes to claim it, that is different. But there is a duty on everybody to take reasonable steps to return the item to the rightful owner.
Okay.
So, for example, if a wallet is found and there's an ID inside, you're lawfully obliged to try and return it. Unfortunately, your ladder didn't have a name on it. People don't put names onto ladders, although some people do. But you are entitled to recovery. So what I'm going to need from you, we're going to need that advert. You're going to have to go back into Facebook. If you're a good lady, go on and find that for me. And then also I just need to know the amount that you paid to get it released.
Right.
So what happens is that people must be careful. You know, it's a very difficult thing, though, because – you know, you'll find those keepers, you get honest people, and you get people that are not honest. In this position, or in this particular case, you've got somebody that doesn't first advertise and say, picked up a ladder on the highway or wherever it is, has anybody lost a ladder? That is the right thing to have done. The wrong thing to have done is for him to have put it onto the group, advertised it, sold it, and got a reward for it.
Right.
So it's important to remember the owner is always entitled to recover an article from the finder. If the finder cannot return it anymore, as in this case, he can't return it to you because he sold it to you, subsequently sold it, then the owner will be able to sue the finder for the value of the article. So the amount that you've paid, that he collected from you, is repayable to you. Mm. And we will certainly address a letter to him, you know, privately and individually, to say, this is what the position is. Please return the monies within a certain period of time. Otherwise, we will proceed and institute a criminal action as well as a civil action against him. One for theft, and the second one for the return of the funds that you have paid for it. So, you know, even if an article is returned to you because the original owner cannot be traced, it does not become your property. The duty is on you first to try and establish, you know, where it is. So he has a problem because he's going to have to tell us where he got the property from. You know, we will, if he does not respond to the letter that I will send, we will then hand it to the police and lay a charge of theft, and they will then interrogate him to find out where he purchased the ladder. And there's a duty on him to show where he found that ladder.
Right.
The first two little pointers that you've done there. Yes, you lost the ladder. Yes, it appears to be a ladder. Yes, you innocently paid for it because you need it for work purposes. But the true position is that we need that ad, that Facebook, to show the photo of it. He needs to tell us where he found it, and he needs to refund you the substantial amount that you've paid for it.
Right, right.
To mention that over the radio. Hopefully one or two of his friends are listening, and he might make contact of his own. You know, but we certainly will get to him today.
Okay.
So, yes, I see we go further that he was made aware at the time that it was possibly the ladder, that he made contact with him as well on the same day. And you asked for photos, which were received, and you basically identified it and said, man, that is my ladder. And you go further on to me in your little request to say that you satisfied, that's your ladder.
Yeah.
Identify the paint marks on it now. You know, you had doubt when you just saw the ad, but it matched the walls and the roof of the house. That happened to be your house, the top brown and green. And you've still got that. So important for you to get me that advert, important for you to take photos of your ladder against the wall showing the paint that I can use that. So then it takes out all doubt that there is with regard to the return of the ladder.
Right, right.
You know, you get instances. If we go just a little bit further, there is a case where a guy was stopped at night that the policeman asked the guy, he had a screwdriver and some spanners and stuff with him. And they stopped him early hours of the morning and they found the stuff on him and they asked him where he got it. He didn't give them a reasonable explanation, but he had the tools on him. So they took him back to the station, charged him. They thought that, you know, he might be using it to be useful at night to break into a home. And for that reason, they locked him up, charged him, and the court found him guilty. But, you know, he had no idea who it was, and he appeared to be honest. And when it was taken on appeal, they set it aside to say that, you know, that he seemed and appeared to be honest enough and that he was not doing that and that picked it up. Interesting enough, in that case, when they took it on review and he was found not guilty, the referral was to us playing golf on a golf course. I hit my ball into the bush. The guy behind me picks it up. Has he stolen my ball? It's my ball. I paid for it. You know what they say? You can't say that.
Yeah.
You know, goods have been abandoned, taken by their finder and kept for himself. So not committed theft in the true sense of it because, you know, at the time, you don't know whose ball it is. Of golf ball in the rough. I pick it up, I put it in my bag, I play with it on the next hole and maybe hit it away. So, you know, there's a fine line between it. But your case is clear. You are now able to match the paint, and for that reason, the guy is going to be in trouble. You know, that it's not abandoned stuff, it's something that's fallen off the truck, and you're entitled to recover your goods. Like I said, there's a duty to take reasonable steps to return stuff to the true rightful owner. You know, these days, I mean, there are just so many instances these days. People drop their cell phones, people drop their bank cards, people drop their wallets. people hit golf balls into the bush, you know, all of that. The golf ball scenario, I think, is a bit far-fetched because once the ball's hit in the bush and you leave it, you've abandoned it. You know, there's no such thing as you play 18 holes and you come back and you say, okay, so I picked up six balls, come and identify
your balls.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But putting models aside, there's no such thing as finders keepers in South African law.
Okay.
If you know who it belongs to, or if somebody comes and identifies it, you cannot keep it, then it is indeed theft. In this particular instance, if he does not refund you now, it will amount to theft.
Right.
Okay? And you have purchased it back, so it just makes it a little bit dicey, but it certainly will ensure that your funds are returned to you. So it's a very, very interesting article because it is clear, though, that the owner is always entitled to recover an article from the finder. If the finder cannot return it because it was sold or anything, then the owner must be able to give the value that it was sold for to the true owner.
Right.
So this case just happens to be you that lost, you that bought, so one and the same person.
Certainly,
if you had sold it on that group to somebody else, you would have been entitled to the amount that he received for it.
Right.
So, finders keepers, be very careful. It's yours, but it's not yours. It belongs to the true owner always. So, that's the way that you look at it. You know, you get all the different things with stuff. A fowl running around and someone picks it up and eats it. What's the position? Well, they become the property of the owner. Mm. I mean, the property of the finder. If it's a fowl running around in the bush or something like that, you know, the law is not going to come and interfere there.
Mm.
You get all the shipwrecks. I mean, it's crazy. People pick up stuff on the shores. So, you know, that's another one. Gold, silver, ceramic, all sorts of things. You know, you can certainly take that treasure and keep it for yourself. Unless there's something to say, ship ran aboard on the wild coast looking for X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
If there was a mess like that, then you would have to return it if you found it. I mean, everything, a wreck at sea doesn't belong to the finder.
Yeah.
You'll note that when people, I mean, we've got some famous Islamic guys that have been diving on shipwrecks for years. They've got to get permission. They've got to buy the wreck. They've got to get rights to search the wreck and remove property. They can't just say, oh, okay, there's a ship that's gone down.
Let's take it to pieces.
We're going to go and take the goods. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. You know, you have to advertise if you're going to do that. If you find something and it's from a fresh wreck, you need to go back and say to the owners of the ship, this is what we found. Then you might well get a remuneration from them for what you found. You know, if a reward is offered by the owner, it's not a compulsory thing.
Yes.
But then, you know, the right morally the right thing to do would be to come along and say, okay, so, you know, I found something. There it is. Return it, and then, you know, you can get into a situation where they will give you something as a reward.
If I can maybe elaborate a little bit on that, and taking the scenario of your shipwrecks and just bringing it back to the loss of, in this case, let's say the ladder off the top of the vehicle, a ship would be insured. So the ship now technically would belong to the insurance company.
It's not found. Don't forget that the insurance company would always investigate to see if anything was found.
Yeah.
I mean, these days you'll get an assessor. So let's just say that we have a ship that runs aground at Tinsa. The assessors would come and have a look. They would put up notices in the area and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not forward at all. Yeah.
And let's say in the case of the ladder, let's say that was insured and I had claimed from insurance, technically that ladder would then belong to the insurance company until...
Well, it would belong to the insurance company if found, but there you have abandoned it properly once you put a claim.
Once you put a claim in, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's...
Then your own situation would be different. Mm. We wouldn't be able to recover the funds for you. But if you've found it like that, you you would have a duty to advise the insurance company. Mm-hmm. Look, I've just seen my ladder on this XYZ. Yeah. And the insurance company will send an assessor around. They'll do exactly what I'm going to do for you.
Right.
Say to the guy, hey, you've gone to stuff that doesn't belong to you.
Now, Peter, sort of if I had to maybe summarize it from a layperson's point of view, it would be that this is a very fine line between a legal and a moral issue more than anything, where your moral obligations are, let's try and find the owner. And after a reasonable time, which obviously would be defined by law and processes, nobody comes forward. Okay, right. I've exhausted all reasonable options. I've advertised on Facebook. I've put it on local groups. I've knocked a poster onto a tree. That ladder hasn't been claimed. I could probably then safely call it mine. But I've exhausted all possible options to actually find a legal owner for it.
Absolutely. That's the problem this guy is going to have. Is that he hasn't exhausted that. He's quick to advertise it on a buy and sell, marketplace. But he hasn't put on there. He's obviously a member of Facebook because he's put it onto Facebook Market. So he should have put on, found ladder, put a picture of it. Mm. Anybody know who the owner of it is? Perhaps the first step that he should have taken that he hasn't taken that's going to land him in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, just in wrapping, and if I can just put a positive thing on our chat, is as you well know, Peter, I've been involved with public events for many, many years, ag shows and the like. And you know, the number of times we've had people dropping off lost property at our broadcast point. And it could be anything, and it's happened already. A wallet full of money or a brand spanking new cell phone. And somebody comes to us and says, we found this in the bathroom. And you look at this wallet and it's still got money in it. You put a call out on the public address and somebody comes along in a flat panic. You know, they've just lost a wallet full of their monthly salary or whatever it may be. And they count it, and all the money is still there. So, you know, there are people out there that actually, you know, make a difference to others.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when I did the research on this for you, the case that came up, or not the case, the chat that came up that I relied on, was somebody, funny enough, was an attorney on the 11th floor of a building that was shared by quite a number of different organization. Mm-hmm. The guy found the wallet in the on the 11th floor. He then put a message out amongst everybody on the floor, and it was quite simple. Eventually, the owner came forward and said, "Ooh, it was me. I was in the toilet at such and such a time." Mm-hmm. So, you know, there was no need for him to sell the wallet full of money and the cell phone back to him. It was given back. Honesty prevails. And that's it. You know, like to make it quite clear, finders, no keepers.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not finders, keepers.
Losers, weepers.
There's no weeping for you, yeah. This is yours, and you're entitled to the return of it.
We'll
definitely get onto that during the course of the day as soon as you give me the info that I need.
Right.
You know, the party's name, number, and the photos that I've asked for, and the ladder up against your wall somewhere that can show the same colors.
Yeah.
So it's beyond all doubt that it's yours.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I will get onto it during the course of today. It's an interesting topic and one that maybe should be a lesson for people in terms of, you know, don't just pop something you find onto social media, because it's actually not yours unless you followed due process, which would be to at least within reasonable doubts let people know that you've got it and give it somebody a chance to claim it.
Absolutely. You know, it's vital. As I say, you know, this is an important chat as well on this particular station for the people on our coast. You know, the Wild Coast over there, we've got so many beaches. So when you pick up clothing, wallets, telephones, cooler boxes, all sorts of things, towels, costumes that are left behind. Do the noble thing and advertise it first.
Yeah.
Set it up and say lost. In fact, I have never checked. I wonder if there isn't a lost and found on the Wild Coast. Maybe it's time to start.
Time to start it.
Start lost and found so that people can say, I lost. As long as I suppose they don't come and say, I lost my wife and nobody wants to claim it.
Yeah. Or as they say as well, of all the things I lost, it's my mind I miss the most.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Peter, thank you.
Very interesting chat today. Very, very interesting.
And thank you very much. Really appreciate it. And, you know, as always, the Legal Eagle bringing interesting points forward. And, of course, the chat will be on our website later today as well for download. But, Peter, if somebody wants to get hold of Alam's attorneys, they might have a similar problem or any legal problem for that matter. How do they go about it?
Yeah, they can like us on Facebook, add an S onto our name, Alams, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for Sugar. We're not advertising ladders there, but we're advertising help for the people. We're situated at 6 Sansom Road in Vincent, a little side street where Pep Stores is. Telephone 043-7211-018.
Great. Yeah. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a good day, and I will be in touch later on.
Perfect. Thanks
a lot then. Cheerio then. That's Peter Alam with today's edition of Legal Eagle. And wow, some interesting stuff. Remember that little nursery rhyme, finders, keepers, losers, weepers? Losers, look out for it because it might be around somewhere before you start weeping. And finders, be careful. You might be the ones doing the weeping. And that was Peter today with the Legal Eagle chat.